yeah. Tower of Strength, and that's for you by Gene McDaniels right there, Mom. It's number 5. So we check 2 minutes past 8, WCOP Fall Fun Time, and this is Mrs. Patterson's youngest and heaviest son, Patrick, coming in here on Section of Sound number 3 with a special Berlin report coming up in 1 minute.
It's a breeze to my Mohawk Airlines.
Happiest travel I know.
The Golden Conveyor always connects wherever you want to go. It's a breeze flying Mohawk Airlines. More frequent flights every day. Commuting is fine on the specialist line called the Mohawk Airlines way.
Mohawk means commuter service. White planes, 2 nonstop flights daily to Westchester County Airport. Most service to Utica, Syracuse, Rochester. Phone Mohawk, Logan 78000 or your travel agent.
It's a breeze flying Mohawk Airlines. More frequent flights every day. Commuting is fine on the specialist line called the Mohawk Airlines way.
This is a special WCOP report from Berlin, brought to you by European Engineering, 295 Trapello Road, Belmont, your Saab dealer. And now here is WCOP newsman George Berkeley in Berlin.
Another American victory from the Cold War's number one battlefront, Berlin. It happened this morning when an American automobile, escorted by 3 jeeps filled with soldiers, drove to the east-west checkpoint at Friedrichstrasse and was not stopped by East German police. The incident was purposely planned to demonstrate American insistence that anyone in a car bearing U.S. government license plates can drive anywhere in Berlin without having to identify himself to the East Berlin police. It is only a technical point, since we do not challenge the right of the Russians to check the identity of such people in their sector, only the right of the East Germans to do so. This morning's incident has been in the works for at least 24 hours. All told, some 2 American civilians and 12 soldiers made the crossing, with additional soldiers standing by just in case.
This is George Berkeley reporting from Berlin for the Saab dealers of Greater Boston. Now back to WCOP in Boston.
From Sweden and Europe's largest manufacturer of jet aircraft comes SAAB, Saab, a flight into the future of automotive design.
The new Saab, the economy car with all the answers.
See the Saab from Sweden.
SAAB Saab.
Distinctively different, nothing can surpass it.
Say please, the economy, the Saab has it. Drive tomorrow's car today.
Choose the Saab to be precise.
Driving is ever so nice.
See and test drive the new Saab at European Engineering, 295 Trapello Road in Belmont.
We'll be right back.
with the Tronics, and it's called South American Sunset. Right now, Mom, on the Fat Pat Show, let's check 7 minutes past eight, WCOP, fun in the fall time.
Abel Ford has hundreds of 1962 Fords, the largest selection ever, ready now for immediate delivery. See the 62 Ford beauties at Abel Ford, 500 Beach Street, Revere, at Bell Circle, next to Wonderland. You'll find a dazzling array of new Fords, Falcons, Galaxies, Fairlanes, and Thunderbirds, including the new Thunderbird Sportster. And Abel Ford makes it easy to own a 62 Ford. Sky-high trades and low, low prices. Abel Ford, 500 Beach Street, Revere, at Bell Circle, next to Wonderland.
Lincoln, airman aide in search for woman missing from bloodstained home. Cape Canaveral, missile detector works perfectly in test. Berlin, east and west Berlin police exchange tear gas barrage. This is Jack Swan in WCOP Action Alert. I'll have details of these stories and all the news in 15 minutes at 8:25.
1150 WCOP.
Coming October 25th, House of Fright. A spine-tingling tale of evil you'll never forget. House of Fright, starring Paul Massey and Dawn Adams. See House of Fright in color and megascope, plus the sensational Black Pit of Dr. M, opening Wednesday, October 25th at the Paramount Theater, Boston. Now playing at the Olympia in New Bedford and the Brockton in Brockton. Let's go with Dinah Washington, September in the Rain. 42 degrees, Mom.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember, in September. In the rain, the sun went out just like a dying ember, that September. In the rain, to every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. No spring is here to me, it's still September. Ooh, that September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That September in the rain. In the rain.
Ah, that's our girl. Pretty Dinah Washington, it is called September in the Rain from our list of hits right here. As we check 11 minutes now past 8, WCOP Fall Fun Time. And weather-wise today, you'll love it, believe me. Sunny and warmer, that's the whole story.
Are you smoking more now, but enjoying it less?
Then you should change to Camel.
Have a Camel cigarette.
Yes, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
Have a Camel.
Have a real cigarette.
Have a Camel cigarette.
Today, Camel is the best tasting cigarette of all. That's why you get complete satisfaction each and every time you light up. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. And the Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled.
So, have a real cigarette.
Have a Camel cigarette.
Oh, good goobly-wobbly, Mom. We got a beautiful fall New England day right here. This is the Fat Pat Show, section of sound number 3 with 42 degrees in our breeze.
Hi-ho, everybody. I'm an orchestra leader. Your time is my time, and your time is spent listening to WCOP. It's the thing to do.
Wonderful
WCOP. You stand by for that spanking new one coming up here by Clyde McFatter here.
Do you like a mystery that's marrow-chilling? Is your favorite film fare the thrillers, the chillers, filled with eerie sounds and strange creatures? If you love a mystery, then The Late Show all this week is a must-viewing for you. For chills, for thrills, be tuned to Channel 7 nightly at 11:15 for not one, but two shock and double shock features.
Basil Rathbone, Boris Karloff, and Bela Lugosi open tonight's double shocker with Son of Frankenstein, followed by The Cat Creeps, starring Paul Kelly and Noah Berry Jr. on WNAC-TV, starting at 11:15.
And now, on to his shoes. Same time, same place. Yeah.
Same time, same place.
All right, let's go.
Tomorrow night.
Sound of one Clyde McFatter, same time, same place. 15 1/2 minutes, 15 1/2 past 8, WCOP. Fall fun time. The big switch is to WCOP, 11:50, fun radio.
My, Professor, it was nice of you to speak at our PM Ladies Society meeting. I understand you've written a new book on how to buy a house.
Yes, and how to sell a house, too. It was a pleasure to be here with you lovely ladies. Such good cooks, too.
Another little cake, Professor. You've had only six. Did you spend a long time on research for your book?
Oh, yes, it took me years, just years. Yes, the chocolate one's simply delicious.
Really? How long is your book?
Oh, just one page.
One page?
Yes, it simply says the best way to buy or sell a house is through the Boston Herald and the Boston Traveler Classified Real Estate Sections. They deliver the most qualified buyers and the most desirable homes. Yes, apartments, cottages, whatever you're looking for, or selling. And because of the blue laws, Friday night's traveler has an extra large real estate section for Saturday looking. You just can't miss, as they say in the vernacular. Just call Algonquin 4, 1234 to put in your ad. Algonquin 4, 1234. The Herald traveler will bill you later. Don't go by with that tray, my dear.
Huh?
I've grown accustomed to your cake.
I'll handle the humor here. Right, Alice, check our weather scope for Greater Boston, including Melrose, Roxbury, and Hull. Oh, I love it. Sunny and warmer today, friend, with highest temperature in the low 60s. Tonight, fair with little change in temperature. Lowest temperature in the low 40s. Thursday, fair and warmer. Right now, 84% humidity. The weather is clear, says less humid at Logan Airport. And 42 degrees in Boston.
1150 WCOP.
Let's check the Golden Galaxy. The Drifters.
Wonder where she is bound. I broke her heart.
From the Golden Galaxy call that goes by Baby by the Drifters of about 2 years back. 19 minutes past 8, WCOP Fall Fun Time. And today we're thinking of you out there, Mrs. James Manley of 24 Wellington Street in Waltham.
The difference is in the taste.
Ah, the man from Manischewitz.
Right. Have you got those special European cherries from our Manischewitz cherry wine?
Yes, sir, right here.
Hey, wait a minute. That European cherry there, that cherry does not look special enough for Manischewitz cherry wine to me.
That's a good cherry.
Good, yes. Special, no. The Manischewitz label is the sign of natural flavor. Each cherry has to be special indeed for that full-bodied, rich cherry flavor that's in every sip of Manischewitz cherry wine. Manischewitz is 100% pure. Nothing's added, and we can't use any borderline cherries.
Look, if everything in this world had to be special, where would you be?
You'd be working for Manischewitz.
The grapes in Manischewitz taste like grapes right off the vine. Imported sun-drenched berries make the berry wine divine. That's why this famous label is your natural flavor sign. Manischewitz, man, oh, Manischewitz.
Manischewitz Wine Company, New York.
Oh, my goodness. This is the Fat Pat Show, Part 3, on the really new WCOP Mom, the station that sounds so much better than you know who. Now, you stand by, because in just a second, we're going to check in with Ree Charles.
In the great high adventure tradition of the Guns of Navarone and the Bridge on the River Kwai, the Devil at 4 o'clock. Spencer Tracy, Frank Sinatra, Volcanic Fury in Columbia Pictures, the Devil at 4 o'clock, in exciting color.
Don't miss Columbia Pictures, The Devil at 4 o'clock in its New England premiere opening today at Lowe's Orpheum in Boston. Let's hit the road, Jack.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Kicks there with number 6 there. That's by Ree Charles from our big list of hits right here at WCOP. Well, we check time at 23 past 8.
The tragedy of muscular dystrophy is very real in Greater Boston. Children are doomed to die before they grow up. You can help them. Your dollars are desperately needed in the race to find a cure. Bob Wilson on WCOP asking you to give these youngsters hope for a brighter future. Sunday, October 29th, when you see the official Jerry Lewis badge, give and give generously. This announcement, another citizen service on WCOP.
All righty, news and weather coming up. We'll be back in just 5 with a fella by the name of Chase Webster right here.
750 WCOP.
Russians touch off another nuclear explosion. Good morning. This is Jack Swan with WCOP Electronic News, brought to you by Kennedy's Butter and Egg Store, Uppsala, Sweden. The seismological institution in Uppsala, Sweden, says the Soviet Union has triggered another nuclear explosion in the Arctic testing grounds. A spokesman says the test was made in the atmosphere and was only one-tenth of the strength of last Monday's extensive blast. Berlin. American military police early today escorted an American automobile through the Friedrichstrasse checkpoint into East Berlin after it had been barred earlier by communist East German border guards. The MPs rode in three jeeps, one in front and two behind the car, which carried two Americans in civilian clothes. They were not identified. The armed Americans were backed up by 10 tanks and two armored personnel carriers. When the car first was barred from entering East Berlin because its occupants would not show their identification papers, it turned to West Berlin. A short time later, it reappeared with its heavily armed escort, and there was no opposition. Cape Canaveral. The new spy in the sky Midas satellite last night successfully detected a giant Titan missile less than 2 minutes after the 90-foot rocket was launched from Cape Canaveral. Midas, fired into orbit itself 3 days ago, is part of a system designed to eventually warn the U.S. up to 30 minutes before an attack. New York. Russia's explosion of a huge nuclear bomb on Monday has created mass condemnation of the Soviet Union. WCOP contacted UN Ambassador Adlai Stevenson for his comments.
It seems to me that this makes a mockery of the familiar communist refrain about peaceful coexistence in the world. The Russians have tried to reduce the United Nations to impotence, and now they are expressing their contempt for the peaceful sensibilities of all mankind. I think perhaps they detonated exactly when they had it scheduled to detonate, regardless of any considerations of the United Nations or anyone else.
When you see news in the making, call WCOP Action Alert at Volunteer 26300 and qualify for cash awards.
WCOP salutes Frank E. Farnham, named Director of Financial Relations by Raytheon Company of Lexington.
Shop at Kennedy's Butter and Egg Store in your own neighborhood. Cause Kennedy's dairy products are so good, good, good. You get courteous, friendly service. We want that understood. Yes, everything at Kennedy's is good, 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 good.
When you bring home the bacon, make it Kennedy's Grade A sugar-cured bacon. Ah, there's a big difference, you know. Kennedy's bacon is sliced fresh the day you get it to protect all its sweet, smoky flavor. Yet, it's priced 10 to 15% below many national brands. Now, this week, Kennedy's bacon is specially featured at only 59 cents a pound. Save also on Kennedy's new mild cheese at 49 cents a pound. Kennedy's fresh, local, medium-sized eggs, only 47 cents a dozen. At Kennedy poultry stores, fresh chicken legs, only 49 cents a pound. At Kennedy delicatessen stores, imported pressed ham, sliced fresh, 49 cents a half pound. Featured all this week at your local Kennedy butter and egg store.
Lincoln, a stunned executive, returned from a convention today to learn that his pretty young wife mysteriously vanished from their fashionable Lincoln home, leaving behind signs of a bloody struggle. 32-year-old Martin Risch, an officer of the Fitchburg Paper Company, was in New York City yesterday when an intruder apparently seized his 31-year-old wife, Joan, in the kitchen of their suburban white frame house. Police said their 2-year-old son, Douglas, was sleeping upstairs, and another child, 4-year-old Lillian, was playing with neighborhood children when Mrs. Risch disappeared. After Risch arrived in Boston, he told state police that his wife would have fought like a tiger to defend her children. Though officials could find no eyewitnesses to a kidnap, they said a trail of blood indicated the woman was forced out the back door and taken away in a waiting car. Police said robbery seemed to be an unlikely motive since all other rooms in the home, except the kitchen, were undisturbed. There was blood on the kitchen walls and the telephone had been ripped out. Police said the Risches moved to Lincoln from Ridgefield, Connecticut, 7 months ago. Providence. A Somerville man is scheduled to appear in federal court in Providence November 1st for sentencing in connection with a Rhode Island bank holdup last March 23rd. 25-year-old John H. Taylor was found guilty of armed robbery yesterday by a federal jury for his part in the robbery of $34,000 from the Industrial National Bank's Hoxie branch in Warwick. Another Massachusetts man, 24-year-old Kenneth R. Hudson of Cambridge, changed an innocent plea to guilty yesterday to a separate indictment, charging him with participating in the bank holdup. U.S. District Court Judge Edward W. Day imposed a 12-year sentence on him. A third man, 30-year-old Henry I. Horton of Boston, was sentenced to 16 years in federal court in Hartford, Connecticut, June 26, after pleading guilty to his part in the robbery. Pembroke, New Hampshire. A 57-year-old Wayland, Massachusetts man has been found shot to death in Pembroke, and officials have ruled it a suicide. The body of Anthony G. Babek was found in his quarters yesterday. He had rented a cabin on Monday. Police said he had bought a .32-caliber pistol in Alton Bay prior to renting the cabin. The WCOP weatherscope for Boston and vicinity, sunny and warmer today with a high in the low 60s. Fair tonight with little change in temperature. The low temperature will be in the lower 40s. Fair and warmer tomorrow. The present Boston temperature, 42 degrees, humidity 84%. Next high tide in Boston at 12:53 this afternoon. That's all the news. Jack Swan reporting for Kennedy's Butter and Egg Store from Radio Boston, WCOP.
If I should go first and leave you behind to face life alone, just bear this in mind.
Chase Webster, and it's called Sweethearts in Heaven. Yeah, dear, a darling song. Now, 32 minutes past 8, WCOP. Fall fun time, friend. Say, if your rugs are somewhat less than lovely, they probably need a thorough cleaning. And in that case, let Albany awake the sleeping beauty in your rugs with an exclusive beauty treatment shampoo. Now, even after being treated with a do-it-yourself home rug cleaning preparation, Albany's famous beauty treatment shampoo will remove 3 to 10 pounds of dirt from an average 9 by 12 rug. And by the way, you can save 20%.